Donald Trump's bond set at $200,000 in Fulton County case. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 21, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's bond was set for $200,000 on Monday in Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's case against him and 18 other co-defendants. Trump's release terms are stricter than some of his other co-defendants' terms. Each of the defendants' bond agreements contains a provision that they shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in this case or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. However, Trump's conditions instruct him not to make any direct or indirect threat against witnesses or co-defendants. The above shall include, but are not limited to, posts on social media or reposts of posts made by another individual on social media, the bond order added. The bond order also prohibits Trump from communicating about the case's facts with any of his co-defendants or any of the 30 unindicted co-conspirators, except through legal counsel. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee gave Trump and the other co-defendants until Friday at noon to appear for processing at the Fulton County Jail. Defendant may post bond as cash, through commercial surety, or through the Fulton County Jail 10% program, the order added. Trump and 18 others were indicted in a 98-page, 41-count indictment handed down by a Fulton County, Georgia, grand jury last week. Some of Trump's co-defendants include former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, R. As Breitbart News reported, the indictment does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, but describes words spoken and actions taken by the Trump campaign in a variety of other states in their efforts to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election. The indictment charges several defendants with crimes merely for making statements that argued the 2020 election was stolen. It claims that actions such as holding public hearings in Pennsylvania amounted to acts in furtherance of an illegal conspiracy. Other acts that are referred to as furthering the conspiracy include tweets by then-President Trump encouraging people to watch public hearings in which allegations of voting irregularities were being made by Trump's lawyers and witnesses. Trump could face up to 76.5 years in Georgia prison if he is convicted and receives the maximum sentence on all 13 counts he faces in the indictment filed. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.